We're glad to welcome you to the Sunday morning worship services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, December the 1st, 1985. My prayer for you is that this day will be a wonderful day in your life as we worship together around the precious Word of God. We love you. Our choir today is going to be singing a song at this time entitled, There's a Song in the Air. But before they do, I wonder if anyone had a birthday during the past week. I was about to forget that. Anyone have a birthday? We always like to sing happy birthday. God bless each of you. And at this time, our choir will be singing a song, There's a Song in the Air. Mention a few prayer requests today before we have scripture. We would like to be praying this week for the family of Charlie Engel. I have his name in the bulletin today, but he went into eternity and his funeral was yesterday. Let's be praying for the family. Also, May Parsons, Brother Parsons' wife, is in room 319 down here at the hospital. Let's be praying for her this week. Also, I believe Mr. and Ms. Sutton are ill today. Let's be praying for them. Let's pray this week also for our Good News America revival. It's a few months away yet, but right now is when we need to start praying. Brother T.H. Harding is going to be with us from Portland, Texas. And Dr. Eugene Quinn is going to be leading the music for us April the 21st through the 27th. So let's be much in prayer for the Good News American Revival. Let's remember our missionaries, too, serving the Lord around the world in about 105 countries, as well as throughout the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii. I'm sure Brother Murdy Caldwell would appreciate our prayers for him, too, also, this week. Also, Lola Hoskins, who has been ill. Let's be praying for her. And Brother John Baker's brother, Frank Baker, up in Ohio. And quite a few others here listed in the bulletin. I know God's able to bless each one, including, I'd like to mention, Audrey Griggs, but let's be praying for her. She's a lady in the hospital down here. Brother Kermit was scheduled to read the scripture today, but he has gone home to be with his daughter and son-in-law, who are going to be traveling back to Virginia in just a little bit. They heard the weather forecast. We're going to have going to look like the North Pole here by in the morning, I guess, according to the weatherman, but only the Lord knows. But the scripture this morning is taken from Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Our Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee this morning for Your great love for us. Father, we thank Thee for that wonderful verse in the Bible that says that You so loved the world that You gave Your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. Father, we're here today to encourage men and women, boys and girls, to trust this wonderful Savior as their own personal Savior and Lord. We just ask Your blessing, Father, upon this service. We thank Thee for those who are visiting with us today, Lord, and we ask a special blessing upon them. We thank Thee for all You've done for us and all You're going to do. Help us, Father, to keep our eyes upon Thee. We thank Thee in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn, let's get us a hymn book. Turn to page 59. "O Come All Ye Faithful." Let's sing all three verses. Let's stand on this one. Page 59.
passage today, we'd like to ask our ushers to come forward for our morning tithes and offerings. We thank God for the plan that He has given us to furnish the means by which our church can function. We thank God for those who give of their means to support the work here in Airport Gardens. Brother Earl, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Well, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being able to come to your house to worship. In many ways, Lord, you would bless us. We pray that this time we take that portion which we've been blessed with and let's return it to you, Lord, to glorify and lift up the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the greatest gift the world has ever known. It's when you gave Him the baptism of God and the sins of the world. Just pray, Lord, that all said and done here today would be to glorify and lift up His name, which in His name is faith.
Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. That's what if Jesus had not been born. As I was traveling on our van this morning, I was thinking about that question. What if Jesus had not come? I wouldn't be here today. And probably you would not be here today had Jesus not come. 16 years ago today, I stood behind this same pulpit and preached my first message as pastor of this church. Time has really flown, I tell you. It's been a short 16 years. I praise God today for all that He has done during these last years. The last 16, and what He's going to do in the future as we keep our eyes on the Lord. On this first Sunday of December, the first day of December, actually, we want to look at the main character in the Bible, and that is Jesus, who came from riches to poverty, from the singing of the angels to the earth. one of our astronauts, when they got on the moon for the first time, they were, I believe, the first ones there. They mentioned the fact about one giant step for mankind. My friend, it was a giant step when Jesus left heaven and came and was born of the Virgin Mary. Our lesson was on Mary this morning in Sunday school. What a giant step it was. And I believe every one of us here today are thankful for the birth of Jesus, for His life, His sinless life, and also for His death for each one of us. The Bible says that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. That's why Jesus came. He came to die. I thank God for that. He only lived on this earth some 33 years. But what a 33-year span that was. The Bible says in one place that if everything that had been done by the Lord Jesus Christ while He was here, even the earth could not contain the books that would be written. What a life Jesus lived. What a death He died. But He did not stay in the tomb, as you know. The Bible tells us He arose victorious. And Hebrews says that He ever liveth to make intercession for us. And right now, as I stand here behind this pulpit, the Lord Jesus Christ is praying for me. That's one of the wonderful things He's doing for us Christians there in heaven. The Holy Spirit also maketh intercession. Romans 8 tells us, with groanings that cannot be uttered. And I'd say some of the best praying that you and I do are when we can't get the words out. The Holy Spirit then prays for us. Paul said in Galatians 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, you know what? Jesus came right on schedule. He didn't come a day too late or a day too early. He came right on schedule. Born in Bethlehem. And that word means house of bread. Jesus said in John 6, I am the bread of life. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Jesus fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law in the Old Testament. He fulfilled it every bit. He was made under the law. Why? To redeem them that were under the law, that we could be called the sons of God. Two key verses today are going to be found in 2 Corinthians 8:9 and Luke 9:58, those two verses. In 2 Corinthians 8:9, Paul says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became, what? Poor. That ye through His poverty might be rich. Might be rich. Luke 9:58, Jesus said to a man, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. My friend, the one we're talking about this morning is the one who was the richest of the rich, who was willing to take that giant step from heaven and become the poorest of the poor. What a man. And here in Philippians 2, the verses we read a while ago, we're going to be preaching from these after we have another word of prayer together. Father, we're so grateful to Thee for Your wonderful Son. the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, today He is the one that we are seeking to lift up because He deserves to be lifted. One day we know He was lifted upon a cross. And there He died for each one of us. And help us, Father, as we begin this month of December. Help us, Your Father, today to point men and women, boys and girls, to the One who makes all this possible. We thank Thee that He was rich, but He became poor. He was willing to pay the sacrifice, to die for us, that we through His poverty might be rich. Father, we love Thee today and just thank Thee for these past 16 years that we've been pastor here. Father, we thank Thee for the lives that have been touched by our church, by each of the members of our church, Lord, for the souls that have been won to Thee and the souls who will be won in the days ahead, even we trust today. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes upon Thee and to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that You love us. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Here in Philippians chapter 2, Paul has given us a picture of the life of Jesus, how He lived on this earth, and what God the Father did for Him in verses 9 through 11. Though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. The foxes have holes, the birds have nests. Jesus said, the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. In verse 5, Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How many of us gathered here this morning have the mind of Christ? Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I want to praise the Lord today for all He's done for me during the time I've been a Christian. And truly I can say with the songwriter, what a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful Savior to me. We need today to have the mind of Christ. We need to look at the world through Jesus' eyes. We need to use our ears as if they were the ears of Jesus. We need to hate sin as Jesus hates sin. But we need to love sinners as Jesus loves sinners. Jesus said in Matthew 6, He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, food, clothing, shelter, will be added unto you. In verses 6 through 8 of Philippians 2, Paul shows us how Jesus came from riches to poverty and even unto death. Jesus even died upon a cross meant for someone else, Barabbas. And that cross was meant for us too, because there Jesus took our sins in His own body on the tree. Look what it says in verse 6. Of Philippians 2. Who, that refers to Jesus up in the preceding verse, verse 5, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery, something to be grasped after, to be equal with God. In the form of God. In John 1 and verse 1 it says, in the beginning was the Word, capital W, And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. My friend, Jesus was not just another man born in this world. He was not just a great teacher, even though he was that. He was God in the flesh. Because verse 14 of John 1 says, "And the Word," capital W again, "and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus was God in the flesh, God the Son, as well as the Son of God. I don't understand that, but as sure as I'm standing behind this pulpit today, I believe it. It's God's Word. The Word became flesh. The written Word today, the living Word, Jesus Christ tells us about the written Word. And vice versa. Probably the theme verse in the whole Bible, the third chapter of John, verse 16, says, "For God so loved the world." For God the Father so loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, God the Son, and the Son of God. Why did He do this? That whosoever, red, yellow, black, or white, learned, unlearned, rich, poor, educated, uneducated, everyone, that whosoever believeth in Him. Now there's the catch. Those three words. Believeth in Him. All of us believe that there was a man called Jesus who lived on this earth some 33 years. If I had not traveled to Israel in 77, 8 years ago, or almost 9 years ago, I would still believe this wonderful book. There's a place over there that says this is the last footprint of Jesus. A little building, probably 10 feet in diameter or so. And there, as we kneeled down and looked at a footprint by the use of a candle, they said, "This is Jesus' last footprint before He ascended back to heaven." There was a man called Jesus on this earth. And there is a man called Jesus in heaven today who is asking for your life. For my life. He wants our lives to magnify Him. Jesus today is wanting your feet, in fact, your entire being, to be His property. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Look at verse 7, Philippians 2. But made Himself of no reputation. You know what? Our reputation is what men think we are. Our character is what God knows us to be. Many times we're real concern about our reputation. I am. I'm concerned about how people see me. And I know you are. But look what it says here about Jesus. He made Himself of no reputation. He wasn't concerned about what people thought about Him. He was here to do God's will. The authorities said that He broke the Sabbath day many times. One of the Ten Commandments says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But Jesus broke the Sabbath day, they said. He didn't break the Sabbath day. It's all right to lift a man out of the gutter on the Sabbath day, Jesus said. He anointed a man's eyes one day on the Sabbath day and said, go wash. It's all right on the Sabbath day to give sight to the blind and healing to bodies. Jesus fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law perfectly. Even on the cross, he knew the Old Testament scripture mentioned something about thirst. And so he said, knowing that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. Jesus made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and made in the likeness of men. In the upper room, Jesus took a towel and girded himself and washed the disciples' feet. He became a servant of servants. Jesus said, even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. My friend, today, if you have never trusted the Lord as your own Savior, the ransom has been written out for you. You can get free today from the old devil. You do not have to be shackled by sin and Satan and self anymore. Jesus has broken the door down, as it were. You can go free. He gave his life a ransom for many. Verse 8, Philippians 2 says, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I believe over the cradle in Bethlehem hung the shadow of a cross. There was an old man in the temple, saw Jesus. When Mary and Joseph brought him to the temple, you know what he said? He said, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. A little baby, just a few days old. Simeon said, this is the Lord's anointed. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And Mary had a lot to go through in the next 33 years. She had much to go through. I tell you, the Lord knew what he was doing when he chose Mary to be the mother of Jesus. You know what Jesus said when he was here on the earth? The only way to go up is to come down. The only way to really live is to die. Die to self. Jesus said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. There are many people today who are trying to save their life. They're losing it. You know the way to really save your life is to lose it. To lose it in service for Jesus. Jesus says, whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Jesus suffered our hell for us, so that we may enjoy heaven. There were two people up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Moses signified the law. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and Moses was on the Mount of Transfiguration talking with Jesus about his upcoming death. Elijah was there too. And he represents the prophecies in the Old Testament that were being fulfilled. But you know what? The living Word, Jesus, was with them. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And Peter said, it's good for us to be here. Let's make three dwelling places, three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. You know what God the Father said from heaven? This is my beloved Son. Hear Him. My friend, the prayer of my heart is this morning that you will hear Jesus through this message. In verses 9 through 11, Paul told the Philippian Christians that Jesus still lived. Look what verse 9 says. The last part of verse 8 mentioned even the death of the cross. Jesus did not stay in the tomb. It says in verse 9, wherefore God the Father, God hath also highly exalted Him, exalted Jesus, and given Him a name which is above every name. The songwriter said, I serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. He lives within my heart and within your heart if you're a Christian. God exalted Jesus at His own right hand. The book of Hebrews says when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus purged our sins. And it's whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God exalted Jesus. When Jesus prayed in John 17, you know what He said? That's that wonderful prayer in the 17th chapter of John. Jesus said, glorify Thou me. And this is even before the cross. He said, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory that I have with Thee, before the world was. Jesus could say before Abraham was, I am. What a Savior. Who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and set him free. What a Savior Jesus is. God exalted Jesus. And He is in heaven this morning at the Father's right hand, and there He makes intercession for us. He gave Him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus. Did you know what? If you and I do not bow here, we are going to bow somewhere. We're going to bow when it's too late. God the Father, it says this about Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I've driven behind a few cars here in Perry County recently, and I have seen a sign on quite a few of them. Jesus is Lord over Perry County. I want to say it again. That's what this sign says on the back of the car. Jesus is Lord over Perry County. You may have one of those on your car, I don't know. But my friend, I want to rephrase that just a little bit. Jesus wants to be Lord over Perry County. He is not Lord in many places in Perry County. He's not Lord. He wants to be Lord. This verse says that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He wants to be Lord. In other words, Jesus does not just want to be a fire escape from earth to heaven. He wants to be our daily companion, one that we look to and converse with. He wants to be Lord. He wants to be Master. Commander-in-Chief. We'd like to ask Myrna to come to the piano for our invitation hymn. Brother Tom, come to lead us in our invitation. This song says, Just As I Am. If you need the words, page 217. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. It says, Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what better way to begin the month of December than to begin this month with the Lord? Come to know Him. Don't shut Him out any longer. If you're here as a Christian, the Lord's impressed on you to make some type of decision today. I'd encourage you to make it. And let Jesus be Lord in your life. I trust He's Lord over Perry County. I know He's Lord in many hearts, I trust. He wants to be Lord. His brother Tom comes to lead us in this hymn. 217. As we are here in this world, in time, we do not know when eternity is going to begin. I just learned after I got to church this morning that Sterling Acres died this morning at 2 o'clock. You and I, each one of us, are creatures of eternity. There was a time when we were not, but there will never be a time when we will not be. We're headed somewhere. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. If the devil can, he'll say, wait a while. But this second stanza we just got through singing says, just as I am, I'm waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot. Why not, as we sing the third stanza, you make peace with God today through the Lord Jesus Christ. I was working at Camp Nathaniel a few years ago. It was about the time the five missionaries gave their lives to the Aka Indians. And one of those missionaries had written in his diary these words: "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose."